reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of PDGA Radio. Get ready as this week's program has results from this past weekend's tournament action, along with your disc golf news that includes which players have new sponsorship deals, what new discs will be available for your Christmas list, and how a Boy Scout made it his mission to get a disc golf course installed in his hometown. Those stories and much more are coming your way this week right here on PDGA Radio, your only weekly source for disc golf news and information. Thanks to our sponsors, including Discraft, the PDGA, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. We'll start this week's program with as many results as I can find, as very few final results have been uploaded over the past few weeks due to the transition over to the new PDGA.com site. What I do know, though, is that Timmy Gill got a win in Minnesota despite the 40-mile-per-hour winds and a 20-degree wind chill. The Down East Players' Cup in North Carolina was won by Jeb Bryant by four throws over Brian Schwebiger and Scott Faison. Bryant claims nearly $1,100 for the B-tier win. Nico LaCastro wins the Ozark Fall Harvest Open in Missouri. Avery Jenkins gets another win, this time at the Oklahoma Open A-tier, beating Coda Hatfield by one. Eric McCabe finished in third, nine throws back. And Brad Williams edges out Jay Redding at the Brian McLean Open in San Antonio. Your disc golf news update is next, right here on PDGA Radio.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, as we now try to bring you back up to date with everything going on throughout the disc golf world. We'll start things off with the recent announcement of four pro disc golfers being honored with new factory sponsorships. Discraft has announced a pair of Texans, Miles Seaborn and Matt Hall, are both now official members of Team Discraft. And Innova has announced a pair of youngsters have made their team. Garrett Gerthy, a two-time U.S. distance champion from Florida, and Will Shusterick from Tennessee, who's fresh off a top 20 finish at the USDGC, also named a new member of Team Innova. Gateway Discs has announced the release of two new discs. The Voodoo is a small bead putter with an ergonomic grip, and they've also discontinued the Element X. They'll retool that mold and make it a slower, more controllable mid-range disc and release it under the name of the Warrior. And for all you fans of the tie-dye discs, one of the leaders in the disc dyeing industry is Josh with Y-Dye Designs out of Wisconsin. He's now launched his new site and running some grand opening specials, so check out ydye.com. That's WIDYE.com for a wide selection of unique and mesmerizing discs. And a final reminder that the Disc Golfers social network known as Disc Golfers R Us is still running their daily disc giveaways and will soon begin their huge virtual ring of fire. So if you haven't already checked out Disc Golfers R Us, do it and find out what it's all about. More than 5,000 members. More news from across the disc golf world is coming up next on PDGA Radio, including a Boy Scout's quest to build a course for his city. located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. Welcome back to PDGA Radio as I continue the news portion of this week's program, as we now head to Marin, California, where this Saturday local disc golfers will be hosting a free disc golf clinic for anyone 16 and under who's interested in learning more about the sport. The clinic is Saturday, November 1st from 10 a.m. until noon at the Stafford Lake Disc Golf Course. It's sponsored by the Marin County Parks and Open Space Department. Also this Saturday in Waynesville, North Carolina, will be a fundraising doubles format tournament. It will help raise money for the installation of an 18-hole disc golf course at the Haywood Community College to be used for physical education classes, campus recreation, tournaments, and, of course, general public use. Visit waynesvillediscgolf.org for more information. And now PDGA Radio introduces you to the story of Lowell Brown. It's actually a story from David Bell of Havasu City, California's Today's News Herald. There he writes that Lowell Brown always knew he wanted to be an Eagle Scout, and he knew what the service project would be that would get him to that highest honor in scouting. Brown says that when he was younger, about 7 or 8, his dad introduced him to the sport of disc golf, and now thanks to Brown's efforts, Lake Havasu City has its first disc golf course at the new Grand Island Estates Park on the island. A special disc golf tournament will kick off play when the park is officially dedicated this Saturday. Brown, who's a life scout with local Troop 25, organized the effort to develop the 9-hole course. Brown said he went to the Parks and Recreation Department, suggested the course using a 26-page proposal and a demonstration video about how we could do it, and they agreed. He then went about getting donations from Lowe's and Taz Concrete, organized volunteers, established tee boxes, and mapped out the course. Brown says the island park is perfect. It's got lots of hills and valleys and turns, and when you play the whole course, you walk about a half mile. Lowell has known he wanted this to be his Eagle Scout service project since he was 9 years old, and there's lots of great projects that Eagle Scouts do that are good for the community. His dad, Greg, said Lowell wanted to do something with longevity. So congratulations, Lowell Brown, for becoming an Eagle Scout and for bringing disc golf to the Lake Havasu City area. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. Well, we're still about a month away from a fully functioning PDGA.com, but PDGA Radio is still here with a new show each and every week through early December of this year. And then stay tuned for what should be an exciting expanded format for PDGA Radio in 2009 with live call-in shows and live coverage of the top disc golf events in the world. Let's not get too far ahead, though, as daylight savings time is still going to hit us this upcoming weekend, November 1st and 2nd. And that weekend features great tournaments, including numerous Halloween-themed events, including the Halloween Classic in Las Vegas, the 4th Annual Pumpkin Shootout in Evansville, Indiana. Californians have the Fault Line Classic in Santa Cruz. The Greater Louisville Open is in Kentucky on Saturday. There's the Free Tournament in Athens, Alabama, the Wichita Roundup in Kansas, and the International Disc Golf Center will also hold its November Monthly on Saturday. Also, the Bloomington Open is in Minnesota. That's where I'll be. And the only A-tier for the weekend is in Texas for the Veterans Park Open. Internationally, check out the Netherlands or New Zealand for some more great disc golf action. The PDGA Tour calendar is back up working on PDGA.com, so you can check it out for results and the full schedule of events for the rest of this year, and even some already on the schedule for 2009. But until next week, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Thanks again to our sponsors, and remember to let them know you appreciate their support of PDGA Radio. And also a reminder that you can email me any suggestions, comments, complaints, or anything else you may think about PDGA Radio. It's PDGA Radio at PDGA.com. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email PDGARadio at PDGA.com. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.